listening to the Patriot One Podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot.
So if you actually believe the recent job numbers that just came out this morning, then I have a bridge to sell you, because we all know, unless you've been living under a rock, that the economy is in horrific condition, regardless of Joe Biden and the Democrats lead us to believe, regardless of the jobs numbers that came out recently. Christine, have you seen the job numbers that just came out today?
I know you're not. Oh, a lot of new jobs were added, Matt.
What jobs exactly? Because everybody I talk to has said exactly the opposite. I keep hearing the economy's great, inflation's down, new jobs are being created, but every single person I actually have a real live conversation with says the exact opposite. And I have actually the proof to back that it's all nonsense, that it's all BS. So we'll get into that in a minute. But what are you hearing on the street? Real life conversations, people looking for jobs. I know, you know, we have a recruitment business together, and we're certainly not seeing it in the recruitment space.
No, no. We talked about how yesterday, how I'd seen a news report down here about a woman, highly educated, and not just her. We're talking dozens and dozens of people that are having a hard time finding jobs.
Right.
They're not just like laying around, you know, tons of jobs available.
Right.
And a lot of businesses are just simply not hiring because the economy, they can't afford to continue to bring more people onto the payroll, because the price to do business, the price for, you know, not only services, but because of goods and transportation and everything is up, businesses are just not able to just snap their fingers and make these jobs.
Right.
If anything, people are trying to scale back so they can still continue to take care of the employees that they're already employing. So the numbers to me are shocking. 303,000 jobs created in March. They're saying the Biden administration
that this is much higher. I'm going to blow the lid on this thing in about a minute, because it's all nonsense what jobs were created just to fudge these numbers. And Maria over on Fox News, they had a whole field day with it this morning calling it out. So we'll play that in video in just a second. But yeah, they're claiming 303 jobs were added in March, much higher than the 214 expected. And that the unemployment rate is down or is at 3.8%. There's just
nobody can afford to be unemployed at this point. Right. Like, you can't go to college and not work. Like, we see this every time. It's just how history plays out. When the economy is in bad shape and, you know, there's inflation and prices are up, people can't afford not to have a job. If anything, they need 2, 3, 4 jobs. So I guess, you know, to Joe Biden and his administration, maybe there are these new jobs. But it's because people need to work freaking 2, 3 jobs just to be able to afford their groceries and their mortgage right now.
So why don't you take a guess at exactly what the biggest industry that supported all these new jobs? Take a wild guess. Can you imagine? Can you try to guess what industry created most of these jobs?
I mean, is it something like,
let me,
because I haven't seen this yet. I'll give you a hint.
It has to do with corruption and it has to do with overspending.
Oh, like the inclusive crap?
No, the healthcare industry and the government overspending. Healthcare is what they're basing a lot of these job numbers on. And it's because the government's overspending to prop up the economy falsely in order to produce these numbers.
Yeah, then I'm doing something really wrong, because I've owned a recruitment business specific to healthcare for 15 years.
I'm not seeing this with
the employers at all.
Because it's not in the private sector. It's all government, public subsidized stuff. And I commented on this earlier in a thread I was on Twitter, and I was like, guys, you have to understand one thing about these job numbers. It's all due to government overspending in the public sector. We are the ones paying for these jobs. You and I, our tax dollars. This country is not standing on its own 2 feet. It hasn't stood on its own 2 feet in a very, very long time. Pretty much throughout Biden's entire presidency, America has not stood on its own 2 feet. It's because they've given stimulus check after check after check, PPE packages, and now the constant overspending, doing everything they can to prop this economy up. But that is not a strong economy. That is a BS economy. Look what New York did with the, in New York State, look what they did with the gas prices. They subsidized the gas prices and they kept the gas prices down. And then when Kathy Hochul's tax levy, or when she lifted that, or when she had to say, we can't do this anymore in New York State because we're literally going broke over trying to keep the gas prices down, she had to get rid of the benefit for New Yorkers. And what happened? Gas prices started shooting up. So the whole thing is just one big false and fake economy. But are we surprised? Because it's pretty much being led by a fake president. So let's listen here. Here's Maria and the panelists over at Fox News. Now, obviously, Aaron Rupar, who posted this, is a never Trumper. He's a diehard lib. So he thinks that Maria and them are all full of it. But let's take a listen, because it doesn't take long to put together or make sense of the fact that these job numbers are just total BS.
What strikes you most, Joe Lavogna? What do you want to say about the nuts and bolts of this report?
The health care is important because that's tied into government spending, and government jobs have been very robust, Maria. So the question is, why is the economy outperformed expectations? And one of the reasons is we have had significant government spending. So, for example, if you look at the spending data.
We've had significant government spending.
Infusions of hundreds of thousands of dollars to create these supposed jobs.
That is no indication of a strong economy when the government has to spend to create jobs that shouldn't exist in the first place because there's no demand for these jobs. So you're creating jobs out of thin air based on zero demand. Mm-hmm. I'm the one paying the salary now as a taxpayer. Let's continue listening to this.
Data from the Treasury. Pre-COVID, we were running at about a 5-6% annual rate, which is still very fast. Since January of 2021, I've calculated we've had effectively about $3.25 trillion of excess spending. In other words, spending in and above what we would have spent had we just maintained that pre-COVID trend. And that, to me, is probably juicing the economy. We're seeing significant rises in debt. You're seeing CBO's own forecasts not only not showing a recession for 10 years, which would be highly extraordinary, but also deficit to GDPs that are ratios that are still in the mid to high fives. So to me, a lot of this success of government spending is probably juicing the economy. At some point, we're going to pay for it. But right now, I'd say some of it is artificial.
That's you think? So he just basically said everything I said. They're juicing the economy.
Yep.
They're jacking it up based on overspending. He said, at some point, we're going to have to pay for it. What do you mean at some point? Like, aren't we already paying for it now?
We're already in such massive deficit. Yeah. We are so in debt, this country. It's not even funny. We're on our knees at this point. Listen, I don't care about these new jobs. I want to see the gas prices come down. I want to be able to go into the grocery store and actually get a full cart of something for $100. Like, I don't give a crud about these fake jobs that you're pumping out.
And how many people are having to work 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Of those jobs that they're bragging about, how many of them are people that are having to work numerous jobs just to stay afloat?
Yeah.
And you know who they're going to blame if Trump does get into office. They're going to somehow make this his fault. Because like this gentleman said, they're juicing right now these numbers. They're throwing money at it. They're trying to make it look like this administration's doing something useful. It's going to backfire. And it's all on our tax dollars, as you mentioned.
Marcy Bowden just said, vote red. Absolutely, I agree, Marcy. It's the only way to get a real, real economy going again. Not this fake economy propped up by government overspending. Diane Sloan. I'm reading some of the comments. Guys, please leave comments. We love reading them. We'll feature you on the show. We'll call you out. Diane Sloan said approximately 220 days until we remove the squatter from 1600 Pennsylvania Ave. We've done a lot of shows on squatting lately, haven't we? We haven't done the squatting situation in the White House
yet.
We haven't done that.
Diane also said, which I think is, we got to consider this. She said, stop using the word president with Joe's name. Yeah. He's insulting everything it stands for. Maybe we need to think of another word to describe him.
Well, we could go with the resident. That's for sure.
The resident.
Resident, yeah.
At 1600.
Absolutely. So, I mean, listen, I'm combing through a lot of these. All you have to do is comb through the comments under the jobs report and here. And, and listen, anybody who has a brain cell, okay, knows, including all of these people who aren't going to fall for it, saying, listen, most of these jobs that were created were in the government and service sector. Nothing says road to communists like government jobs replacing high-skilled, high-paying, private sector capitalism jobs. And that is what's happened. The private sector is not thriving. I talked to somebody the other day, and I think I told you this story. I have several friends who worked in tech their whole careers. Mm-hmm. From the day they graduated college to their mid-40s, they work in tech. Mm-hmm. Good tech jobs. Never took a day off, meaning when they left one job, they went right into the next one, then into the next job after that. They didn't take a year off to chill. They didn't take 6 months to backpack through Europe before deciding what job to do next. They went boom, 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 boom. There is zero reason why they shouldn't be hired or snapped up like that tomorrow.
Right.
But they were laid off. They cannot get hired. They can't get hired. They're resorting to work in landscaping jobs. They're resorting to work 2 to 3 fast food jobs. Mm-hmm. So the private sector is suffering right now. You know, again, you just read through comment after comment here, and I don't have to tell you guys this. Like, you watching the show here probably know it because you're living it right now. J.D. Sharp said the economy is nothing short of terrible. Half of those jobs went to healthcare and government, which, guess what, people? Raises our taxes. We've lost 2 million full-time jobs in the last year. More people than ever are working 2+ jobs just to survive. And Americans are saving 50% less than pre-pandemic. Mm. So again,
we're never going to retire.
So
this generation's never going to retire with this with this type of economy and just the opportunity. And they are killing the American dream, which you and I have talked about repeatedly. They don't want the little guy. They don't want the private sector succeeding.
Right. They haven't wanted that since COVID, when they started shutting down everybody except for McDonald's, Walmart, and the liquor stores. I knew something was up. They weren't letting the mom and pop shop stay open anymore. They weren't letting the boutique stores stay open anymore. They weren't letting the hairdressers stay open. They crushed their dreams, literally killed their dreams, pulled the plug on their businesses. But they let the freaking liquor store stay open. They let McDonald's and Walmart and the big box stores stay open. Mm-hmm. Why? Because, God forbid, the government didn't have the numbers to show for it at the end of the quarter. Because small businesses, unfortunately, don't make that much up of the larger.
And they're not paying nearly as much in taxes either to the government.
So they don't care about Aunt Sally's hair salon because...
Exactly.
Even though
your pennies compared to Walmart.
Right. Got it. And the liquor stores, you got to have people drinking their alcohol because we make billions of dollars in tax money from it.
Yep. Taxes.
Mm-hmm. Healthcare now. They're floating healthcare. Overspending on healthcare. As if there isn't enough corruption in healthcare to begin with.
I know. It's sad. My view of healthcare has changed drastically over the last 15 years being in the industry. And it's just... If there's two things or two sectors that are not looking out for you, it's the government and healthcare. And I'm sorry to say that. I've had this conversation with many people. I'm just not buying it.
So take a look at this. Well done, Joe. March full-time jobs. Guess what, people? Out of all these freaking brand new awesome jobs created, the what, 330,000 new jobs created, guess how many full jobs were created? Minus 6,000. This is according to Zero Hedge. Minus 6,000.
Bye-bye, American Dream.
Mm-hmm. How many March part-time jobs were created? 691,000. People can't retire on a freaking part-time wage at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, and like exactly.
You nailed it. You just said it's the only reason these job numbers are up is because people can't afford to not work.
People are desperate for work right now, for part-time. I'm seeing it all over TikTok, Instagram, people mm-hmm. that are like, this is my experience. This is what I'm going through. Hey, if you have a job, reach out to me. Send me a DM. Again, I've been in the recruitment industry almost 20 years. I've never seen anything like it. It's wild. People are suffering.
Here's another great stat. E. Cook tweeted, government jobs added 71,000. Now, take these with a grain of salt, people. Don't quote us on it. But people tend to try to do their research before arguing their points. And the numbers are pretty consistent with other tweets that we're seeing based on some pretty credible financial reports. So government jobs added, 71,000. And that's probably where your DEI answer came in a little bit ago when I asked you, what do you think the biggest jobs are? And you said DEI, for those of you who don't know, diversity, exclusivity, and inclusive.
There's been a lot of jobs added in that in the last 4 years.
Yeah, until DeSantis said, we're not paying for this crap anymore.
Well, not in Florida, but I mean, still in New York. I'm sure there's a DEI job in every little nook and cranny of your community. Yep.
Guess how many manufacturer jobs were added? Zero. If that isn't a sign that America is not up, is not on the up, then I don't know what's going to slap you in the face.
Because we want to be hostage to China and the other countries around the world manufacturing everything for us. People don't realize we're screwed. If they decide that they don't want to trade with us anymore, that they're not going to export anything to us anymore, we are screwed. We are not self-sufficient anymore, Americans. And they've got us right where they want us, other countries around the world.
So again, part-time jobs, 691,000. Full-time jobs, minus 6,000. Government jobs added, 71. Government jobs being added does absolutely nothing to this economy. It's absolute BS. Because the ones who are fronting the bill are us, the taxpayers.
I don't even know anyone as of recently that's gotten a job in the government.
I don't know anyone who works for the government.
That's why I question
I don't know anybody.
I question who's getting these jobs and like what are these jobs and I don't know, right? Like if they were so plenty and there was such a boom and they were making all these positions, wouldn't I know somebody? Especially if they're healthcare. Weird. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
Healthcare jobs added 72,000. Construction added 39,000. Again, construction. It's subsidized. It's union work. Where are the tech jobs? Where's the
migrant jobs?
Yeah. Where's the financial services sector booming? Where's any of the private sector, the real industries that help this economy grow? Not this part-time crap. Not this government. It's crap. So think about it.
I mean, the other thing too, I go back to is that so many of these part-time jobs have been eliminated, right? People are bagging their own groceries now. You know, we have even McDonald's that are like fully automated that they're test running now. So many jobs that used to be done by humans part-time aren't even needed anymore.
Well, hold that thought because it's hilarious up in New York. I know you're down in Florida and you don't have the nonsense that we deal with up in New York, but they're starting to close, not remove them, but I've noticed the self-checkout lanes are roped off half the time I go. And why do you think that is? Because in New York...
I do know, though, like at Walmarts and such, there's a lot of shrink. like shrinkage. Like they're stealing like crazy. Stealing, I know, like that that's crazy. One of the things that, that they're reversing some of their decisions on is a lot of merchandise is walking in these stores.
They're stealing like crazy. And guess what else people are stealing like crazy? Because I've talked to these restaurant owners. I've noticed they used to put food.
The condiments.
They used to, those are long gone. I don't know what's going on down in Florida, but in New York, you have to ask for everything now because they're sick of people. Because again, businesses are strapped. They can't afford to give you 5 packs of ketchup anymore. That to me does not say jobs are growing or that business is booming in the United States. And what else is going on up here? You know, when you order takeout, a lot of the restaurants are starting to put all your stuff on a shelf where you could just access yourself. No more.
And then they go and they steal it.
No more. Everybody's been stealing everyone else's food. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me jobs are up, business is booming, when self-checkout lines are being closed because they can't trust you to not steal crap anymore. When restaurants are putting all of your to-go orders behind the counter now instead of on the shelves in the front because they can't trust that people aren't going to come in and steal. It is like freaking, it's like the apocalypse up here in New York.
I will tell you, your wife was really shocked when you guys were down here in Florida for that week when we would go into, you know, quick little restaurants like Chipotle and such. She's like, oh, they don't keep our orders on shelves anymore.
No.
I'm like, what?
Because there's too too many criminals up here. And they're stealing everyone's food. And they're robbing grocery stores. So what's the government going to do? Oh, don't worry, Chipotle. Here's some money. Here's $100, you know, be quiet. Here's $1 million. Yeah. Just hire
a couple of, you know, part-time minimum wage workers to hand the bags to people.
Don't worry. We're bussing in more illegal immigrants. So just, you know, here's some money. Here's some immigrants. Just like, please don't go public with any of
work.
This.
Right. A lot of these illegals don't even want to work, Matt. Who are you kidding? Set them up with a job up at Chipotle and they won't even show up.
They don't want to work
they got their debit card and their cell phone. They're good.
Well, here's why they don't want to work, because they came from Mexico to America thinking it was like the you know, the land of the freaking American dream here. And then they realized a freaking glass of orange juice costs $4.29. And they're like, what the hell? I can't freaking work on a farm to pay for a glass of orange juice. Look at these prices. Here's the prices. Here's a little Bidenomics for you. Orange juice, January 2020, $3. It's gone up $4. It's gone up $1.29. So 43% increase in orange juice, 29% increase in coffee. Look at eggs, 100% increase. Chicken breast, 100% increase.
Like Aldi prices too. I can tell you, I can't walk into Whole Foods and get any of this for these prices.
Right.
It out there. These look like Aldi or Walmart prices.
Well, Aldi's actually not.
Publix or Whole Foods or Wegmans prices. No, Wegmans is up north with you.
But it's the national average. So you're going to take it. Yeah, but still, the point is that it's all relative at the end of the day.
It's insane.
A gallon of milk is up 50%. I mean, we watched a video of somebody, remember the black men for America, for Trump, and they were like, dude, I'm sick of walking into a grocery store spending $150 on like 8 items. I mean, look at the prices on this stuff. So why do I keep seeing reports that inflation's at like 4%? Inflation's not at 4%, because this list here doesn't suggest that anything is even under, I can't find an item that's even under 28% on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the average increase on across the whole grocery bill is 46.22%.
Right.
And you're telling me the economy is good and that everything's on the up. Gas is on the up. That's like the only thing on the up.
Listen, my husband thought I was like on shopping sprees when he started looking at our Visa bills, or, you know, he'd see in our bank account where I'd have the money withdrawn every month. And he's like, what are you buying? What are you doing? I was telling my neighbor about this. So I literally sat down with him. This was about a week and a half ago. And I showed him the last 4 months of bills. Costco, Aldi, da, 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 da. All groceries.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God. I'm like, listen, I'm not out getting anything special done. I don't splurging. Have my nails done. My neighbors, no, I don't do it. I don't go and do anything.
Yeah. You can't. You want to get your nails done.
Living. I don't.
No, I'm saying if you do, you're going to need to go get another job. If you want to get your nails done, right?
And my husband and I are doing okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I mean, everything is up.
Yeah.
It's insane. No shopping days here for Christina or nails.
So Diane Sloan, I appreciate all your comments. She said our Walmart is completely self-checkout here. I'd like to know where you are, Diane, if you don't mind commenting. Mm-hmm. I also love her quote. She said, it's cheaper to deport than support. Amen. Amen. Yesterday
I love that.
It's cheaper.
I need a t-shirt that says that.
It's cheaper to deport than support. We're going to get that shirt, but Diane will give you credit and we'll send you a free one if you PM us and let us know where you are. She's going to be like, I want royalties too. It's such a good quote, Diane. It's such a good quote.
You got to like and share this broadcast every day at noon.
Yeah.
Get our numbers up.
Yeah.
So we don't get canceled.
So, you know, again, there's a lot of craziness going on. We spoke about that. So let's go over to Chicago. So you know, we keep talking about how insane these blue states are and how mm-hmm. people are just so tolerant of it in the bluer cities. Well, that's actually not the case in Chicago, and it's getting real bad in Chicago right now. This lady, I think maybe she went to a city council meeting. I'm not sure, but we're seeing it more and more. And I will tell you, before you think, oh, just some liberal white Karen got up there and started running her mouth on illegal immigrants, that's not the case at all. She has a little bit of a Hispanic accent to her. So I'm guessing she is of Hispanic descent, totally guessing, but you'll hear it in her voice. She mm-hmm. went off. She went off on city council and was like, we are so sick of this. So Chicago is waking up, and they're done with it. Let's listen to her very powerful speech.
I'd like to start off with something Edward Snowden, a whistleblower, once said. He said, when exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you are being ruled by criminals.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room recognizes that what's happening surrounding the nonstop influx of illegal aliens is criminal.
Yes.
Everyone recognizes that something evil is among us, and Americans are not ready for the fundamental impacts this will have. In fact, we can't even fathom it because we've never seen anything like this.
Right.
Yeah.
We have an administration that is run by criminals who hate America.
Yes. Yes.
That is why they protect these criminals.
Yes.
Yes.
Police have been instructed from above to not mess with them.
Right.
So no matter what these criminal aliens do, they're always released. It's not an accident. This is by design.
Yes.
And we have a garbage media that gets paid for lousy coverage. We have a media mm-hmm. that protects criminals.
Yes.
It seems as if every level of government has been bought out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It really makes you wonder how many seats in government have been bought out by foreign influence.
That's mm-hmm.
And we have a government that uses language to weaponize the masses.
Mm-hmm.
They're not illegal aliens. They're asylum seekers.
Right.
They're refugees.
Right.
And they throw these terms around so that the people of America feel guilty. Because nobody wants to be a bad person. We all aim to be good. But there's a distinction between goodness and tolerance. There's a difference between goodness and naiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I believe the majority of Americans are not acting out of a spirit of goodness, but rather out of a spirit of cowardliness and naiveness.
Yes.
And we have the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights, headed by anti-American Alderman Andre Vasquez.
Yeah!
Again, they really go around on friendly terms, but I like to call them what they are.
It's a phenomenal speech there, and she goes off for about another 2 minutes. And, you know, this is, I think she speaks on behalf of all of us, which she's just mm-hmm. like, it's corrupt, it's illegal, it's criminal. They want right. crime in the country. They want illegals in the country causing chaos. And right. you heard a little bit of a Hispanic tone to her speech. Am I imagining things, or did you kind of sense that as well?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I guarantee her family immigrated here at some point.
Legally and responsibly. Mm-hmm. So when immigrants are hating on the Democrats for flooding the country with illegal migrants, you know we have a really serious problem. So stay with us, guys. We're going to be back just after this short commercial break to talk about what Tucker Carlson had to say about Ukraine, backed up by Thomas Massey.
Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America.
Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business
than worry about how many mental health days they get each year.
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country, and you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts,
you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore,
and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
So I have to read this comment to you. It just came in from Brenda Hanton. Thank you guys for dropping your comments. This is phenomenal. You just made our day. This has got to be comment of the day. And thank you, as a Democrat, for watching this show. I really do appreciate that. Yeah. Brenda said, I am a Democrat and Biden needs to go. They need less woke Soros back district attorneys and get that damn border under control, all in caps, so I can sense the frustration in your voice. The crime rate is soaring and the prices are through the roof. Who can afford to eat out? I stand in line at grocery stores and see people paying with food stamps who do not work. I see senior citizens digging the reduced items bin. I watched elderly putting back fresh fruit and vegetables because they couldn't afford it. How sad is this? And we're supposed to be impressed with Biden's fake job numbers that we know are created due to government overspending within the healthcare system that does nothing but cost us taxpayers money. It's not the private sector. It's not based on us spending money out in the economy that's businesses are then in return profiting from and creating new jobs. None of that's happening.
Right. American dream is dying.
So I applaud your courage, Brenda, and your comment.
Awesome. Thank you.
To as a Democrat, to come out and let us know, you know, how you feel. It takes a lot of courage. So thank you. Switching gears a little bit over to Ukraine. All right. We all know the Ukraine nonsense.
Make it go away.
And you know what? It's... What Speaker Johnson is doing, pushing the whole funding, I don't get it. I will never get it. I don't know what the hell he's thinking. But Tucker Carlson is on the hunt now to get to the bottom of this. Tucker Carlson tweeted last night, ask anyone in Congress who plans to vote for billions more in Ukraine aid next week, how many Ukrainians have been killed so far? So he's saying anyone who plans on voting okay, for billions more to Ukraine. Ask them first, how many Ukrainians have been killed in this war so far? They will have no idea. They can't even guess. Their intel briefers haven't mentioned it. Then ask, how can you fund a foreign army but not bother to know how many of its soldiers have died in the war you're paying for? Disgraceful. So Tucker Carlson is not going to throw out a comment like that unless he already knows the answer, right? He's not going to put himself out there then be made a fool of. He knows the deal. So Thomas Massie backs Tucker Carlson up. This is Rep. Thomas Massie. He said, in a briefing to Congress, Secretary of Defense and State Department told me they didn't know. They have no clue how many Ukrainians had died in the war. They wouldn't even provide a rough estimate. So we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine like every other day. And we don't even know how many people are dying in this war. And Thomas Massie actually even replied to Tucker Carlson underneath Tucker's tweet and said, I can confirm intel briefers refused to state Ukrainian casualties when I asked the question directly in a classified briefing. It's in a classified briefing. This isn't a congressional hearing on C-SPAN that Thomas Massie is asking this question, which I can understand. This is a matter that really we don't want to disclose. It's classified. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Thomas Massie is actually in a closed-door classified briefing where he has the right to know how many people have died in the Ukrainian war. And intel briefers refuse to state Ukrainian casualties.
These are very simple numbers.
You should have this number on the back of your freaking hand.
This is like, any other war we've been in, we can just...
Spit them out.
Of how many of our soldiers have been killed.
Oh, like daily.
This isn't a secret. This isn't something that we have to look into. Literally, there should just be death records. Boom, 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 boom. And this should be a very easy number.
And you better believe.
Which leads me to believe, is anybody dying? Has anybody died? Maybe civilians, innocent civilians caught in the midst of this garbage.
So SAS said, and I love SAS. I'm actually good, I guess, Twitter friends.
Sassafras.
He's great. If you don't follow Sassafras, if you're on Twitter, follow Sass. I'm not going to disclose her real name, although I do know it, but it's Sassafras for you guys. Sass says, it's a money laundering operation. Ukraine takes a cut and the rest is sent back to our politicians.
Yep.
Both sides of the aisle, just redistribution of wealth is all. We must keep paying our taxes to fund their lifestyles and our demise. I'm starting to think this might actually be the case after hearing we have, quote unquote, no idea how many casualties there are in Ukraine, which we both know, Christina, is total bullshit. Like they don't know the exact number. And if they don't, this is the dumbest administration we've ever had in the history of the United States,
they did it with COVID numbers too.
Oh, up, like you said, a ticker going across New York City.
Right now, we have to look into it. That's when you know that they're lying. That's when you know that they're lying and that something else is going on.
Well, here's the thing.
He's gotten rich.
Just real quick, not to interrupt
you,
but on the COVID numbers, they did know what they were. It was like going across the freaking New York City Times Square stock ticker on a daily basis until people started calling them out saying, hold on a second. How many people actually died from COVID? Not a car accident, not a motorcycle accident. Then they backpedaled.
Not from the flu.
Then they backpedaled. Well, not only did they backpedal, but then they readjusted the numbers overnight, like at 3 a.m. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoa, wait a second. COVID's down 90%. That's weird. Oh, wait, it's not. Or the only people who have died is like 4 comorbidities. That's weird. So the numbers were adjusted down. Do you remember that? Like literally overnight in our sleep, did they adjust down the COVID numbers? Now, again, not to undermine COVID. I'm sure there's people who are listening to this show who, you know, may have know people who died of COVID. I don't know, but we know they grossly fudged the numbers, right? For their political agenda, for money.
But they don't have greed. Any numbers on the Ukrainian war and casualties.
Yeah. So they're doing the same thing with the Ukrainian war all over again.
Yep.
And Tucker Carlson's like, you know, is this not a reasonable question? Like, ask your rep. You're going to vote to fund Ukraine. You're going to vote to send billions more to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Ask your rep, do you have any idea how many casualties there are? How many deaths have happened?
Do they need this money?
Do they really need this
money for?
Right. That's my money.
How serious is this even at this point?
Right.
And I find it interesting because we all know that he spent time over in Russia with Putin, right? So he was able to hear about the
Tucker
other
Carlson
side of the war, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously, like a good journalist, he's looking at every side of things and he's starting to say,
something's not adding up here.
Something smells funny here, right? Yeah. Like, you need to be asking these questions of our elected officials. Why? Why are we sending more money? It's disgusting.
Kathleen said, this whole administration has sold us down the drain, the most incompetent and corrupt ever. And Kathleen, I agree with you, and you have to be a total freaking idiot to not see this. They're either corrupt or they're stupid, right? You can't be both. You're either corrupt or you're stupid.
They're corrupt.
And Tucker Carlson is just kind of basically exposed this administration to get that exam answer. You're either corrupt or you're just dumb. Because you can't, if you mean to tell me you honestly don't know how many people have been killed in this war, like you said, Christina, even though in every single last war, pretty much in any country, it's not even our war, and they probably know the numbers, right? America just has their hands in everything. And you're either plain dumb, which means you're corrupt, or you really don't know, which means you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So that comment that
anybody on both sides of the aisle that continues to vote for this garbage needs to be voted out. Period.
Lisa just wrote in, I'm a senior on disability and I don't get a hold of my paycheck. And it's either us pay a bill or put food on our table. And it's real sad.
We don't take care of our own citizens. I think about the vets constantly, the veterans.
I mean, I'd rather my
it's
money.
It's like we're. Yeah. Right. We're, you know, I sent you that video of the one gentleman that we follow, and he jokingly said, I've decided I'm moving to Mexico and I'm going to give away my citizenship. I don't want to be a U.S. citizen anymore. And then I'm going to come back into the country illegally. And it's like, I remember talking to
and
you
get
about
and get all the benefits and all the free money, right? And a cell phone might as well,
so,
right?
So, you know, you and I were talking half jokingly about this, even though I think it would be a rather interesting activity. But my question is, if I go over, I go to New York City, and I claim that I'm I've come here seeking asylum, whatever they claim, and they would in a minute be able to identify who I was and that I was a U.S. citizen and I was trying to fraud the system and I'd be thrown in jail and I'd be all over the news. You know, American woman tries to pretend she's an illegal to get the debit card and the free cell phone.
Right. Just so you know, you're not fooling anyone in that outfit. straight out of the Upper East Side. You're going to need to dress down a little
bit. But the point is, American citizen did this, they would ID you in a matter of seconds and you'd be thrown in federal prison somewhere for trying to scam the system.
Mm-hmm.
But yet somebody that crossed illegally is violent, probably has weapons, is selling drugs out of the basement of a house that they're squatting in.
Literally.
Getting thousands of dollars, free cell phone, free healthcare, free education for their kids. I mean, New York State has it right now that SUNY, your child, if you are here illegally, your children can get free college educations. You can get free college educations. But mark my words, if a veteran or somebody tried to take part in these same benefits, you would have the book thrown at you.
Yeah.
You'd be all over the nightly news. It's disgusting.
And I wouldn't mind if we were overspending on people like
veterans
or even Lisa here, who just said, I'm a senior on disability and I don't get a whole, you know,
right.
I have to decide, like, give my money to Lisa, give my money to everybody right. like her, spend billions and billions of dollars helping the senior citizens, spend billions of our tax dollars on veterans. You won't hear me say that's my money. Right. No, I'll be
American
like, take
citizens.
It. Right. Take it. And then that would be fine. That's why I just don't understand this whole billions and billions of dollars to a country that we don't even know are convinced even need the money.
We don't even see any of the images anymore on the nightly news. When the war first started, it was every other, you know, hour you were seeing, you know, buildings mm-hmm. falling and missiles and this and that and that. When's the last time you've seen anything about how Ukraine's doing?
Yeah.
There's no,
I haven't.
Journalists
no.
over there. There's no. nobody interviewing any of the citizens.
Yeah, because the show's over. The show's over. America's like, stop with the
exactly.
show. We know it's bullshit. So don't. All the media outlets are like, don't even bother spending thousands of dollars sending journalists over to play in a.
There isn't a story over there.
Right. There's no story. So there's
no story.
Point. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the fact that Rep. Thomas Massey, who has the right to know what's going on because he was in a classified briefing session. And in that briefing to Congress, Secretary of Defense and State Department told Massey that they didn't know how many Ukrainians had died in the war. They couldn't tell him the answer. They said they'd circle back. He said, this isn't me and you, Christina, trying to drum up skepticism. This is a representative of the United States government.
Who needs to know this info.
Who needs to know this info. And he is saying this was obviously a lie. Because it's been weeks and they still haven't answered.
Oh.
So we have our own representatives now on the right saying the left are lying. And I know they're lying because I was in that meeting. This isn't a journalist suggesting it. This isn't Tucker Carlson yeah. saying they're lying. Because, well, Tucker Carlson, with all due respect, you don't have access to that information and they don't have to tell you.
Right.
They have to tell Rep. Thomas Massey because he was in that hearing and he has the right to know that information.
Right.
As a representative, but they refuse.
They need to know what they're voting for.
Right.
They're supposed to be looking out for our best interest as taxpayers and as the constituents that they represent. And if they can't even get the facts,
but they're
something
not.
Is really wrong.
And they're not. They're not. So it's great to see how many people are waking up and it's great to see Democrats showing up to this show and being like, dude, I actually agree with you and I'm done with this nonsense. And that gives me faith
right.
that we actually do stand a chance
right.
in November. You know who else has changed his tune, which I thought was interesting. And hopefully more will follow. Do you remember when The Rock endorsed Joe Biden in 2020 and everybody lost their freaking mind? Like, dude, I'm done with you. Like, that's you're just an idiot. You're either a bot Hollywood elite or you're clueless. So he's actually gone back and changed that. He regrets endorsing Joe Biden in 2020. And he had an interview saying that exact thing to Will Cain over in Fox News. Let's have a listen.
You made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
You made that endorsement in 2020.
That is
happy with-
awesome. I mean, that's great that he's in
negative.
So he's not endorsing The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not endorsing Biden again this time around. And you know what's interesting? He said, I thought that was the best decision at the time. Mm-hmm. But my question is why? Why did after Trump's first
term. Oh, it took all of us getting screwed for him to realize it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But what did Trump do that made everybody think that voting for Biden in 2020 was the best decision for themselves at the time? Like, I don't understand. It's not like the economy crashed. It's not like we went into a recession. Yep. Like, literally absolutely nothing happened financially. Property markets were on the rise, right?
Mm-hmm. 401ks were doing great.
401ks gas were doing great. And gas was at like $2 something. Yeah. Like, there was literally nothing wrong. COVID was not his fault. Like, you can't blame a pandemic on any president, right? You can't blame it on Joe Biden. You can't blame it on Donald Trump. You can blame how they handled the pandemic, maybe on the president. But Trump was president for, like, what, a whole 5 seconds during the pandemic, right?
Right.
Like, from maybe
March
8 months.
November when they voted again.
Yeah. When he had absolutely no idea what the hell we were dealing with. Like, could you imagine? And I'm sick of that. I'm sick of the response or the debate of, well, Trump botched the pandemic. Look how many people died during Trump's watch or under Trump's watch. Hold on a second.
I mean,
5 times more people died under Biden's watch, by the way. And Biden knew what we were dealing with when he inherited that position, when he inherited the pandemic. Trump had no idea. And I'll stick to that argument to the day I die. Even with the vaccine, I will back Trump on the vaccine. I don't care what anybody says. Trump
He
didn't mandate it.
He gave people what they wanted.
They wanted it.
Choose.
They wanted the
choose.
Yep. Which I agree with. I don't support it.
It's the blue states that had to take it to a whole other level and lay people off and kick kids out of colleges. And I mean, it was a disaster in New York State. One of the big reasons why we left for Florida by middle of 2021 was we were just like, what are we doing?
It was the mandating of it that
it was the idiot
disgusting.
Like Cuomo, who was disgraced and bye-bye, left office, and now Hochul, who's crying a river about, you know, how bad things are going in her state, begging for more money from the federal government. It's those idiots and their policies that made their states do poorly. Florida was doing great. Florida had no issues during COVID. People were still coming here. People moved here in groves. Businesses were open. The kids were back to school by fall of 2020. This had nothing to do with Trump. And I've had this conversation with people many times. He gave the people what they wanted with the vaccine because there were many people that were never going to leave their parents' basements or their homes until they felt safe. And the other thing is, too, I guarantee that if Trump were to do that all over again, he wouldn't trust half those people that he was attempting to work amicably with, like Fauci. Where's Fauci? Fauci's disappeared off the face of the earth. Destruction's done, moved on.
Yeah. You haven't heard from little freaking Fauci.
I don't
Fauci
think Trump would ever listen to half of these people again.
No, no. And again, you can't. They're like, well, Trump, he hired Fauci and he hired. It's like, again, you know. Fauci on paper was the best that was available to Trump at the time. You know, he wasn't tested in a pandemic. Yes, I guess there's a whole HIV AIDS debacle that Fauci was caught up in.
There was no president that ever faced anything like modern history what Trump faced.
Right.
So it's not like he could have looked at case studies or seen how things went down with other presidents.
Yeah.
He was literally, and this was by design as far as I'm concerned.
It was. It was absolutely by design. And we all know what happened in China.
It was
Trump
pure
tried
chaos
to call it out.
And he did the best with what he had.
Right. And, and don't get me wrong. And you know, I will fault Trump where he's due criticism.
Sure.
I will, you know, I'm not on the show to kiss Trump's ass, but I will stand my ground and say that he did the best he could with what very, very limited information he had at the time. And you're right.
Absolutely.
I don't care what the anti-vaxxers say. The majority of the American people wanted a vaccine. Trump delivered a vaccine in record-breaking time. If you didn't want to take it, don't take it. If you wanted to take it, take it. I don't care. I support your freedom to choose.
To choose.
Where Biden and the Democrats botched it up is when they started forcing it on everybody, where they started mandating it. Well, you can't take that mandate and then go back and blame Trump for delivering the vaccine. it's a totally different situation, and you have to treat the two arguments in isolation. Sure. You know what I mean? You can't blame that on Trump. What Biden
did. Two different
did,
outcomes, red states versus blue states.
Exactly. So there was a great comment I just read. I wanted to just read this real quick. It was good. Oh, Diane said, and Dan, you got an arsenal of comments today. Thank you for chiming in. You're giving me a lot of great
awesome
talking
thank
points.
You.
Diane said, we haven't even finished paying for Ukraine yet, and now we're building a bridge. The stupidity in this situation. A bridge that we aren't even responsible for damaging. It's not like an earthquake took the bridge down, right? Like, then I can understand, okay, fine, that sucks. It's unfortunate. Of course the government's
right.
FEMA's going to have to jump in. We're going to have to pay for this bridge. It sucks, but let's help
right.
Baltimore get back on track. No, a Singaporean airline or a Singaporean logistics company crashed into that freaking
right.
bridge. And
who
you
to have an insurance policy to even be operating.
Who has an insurance
right.
policy, who has
exactly.
reinsurers to cover the cost of the bridge. And immediately,
yep.
within hours of the accident, Joe Biden's out there saying, we're going to pay for the whole bridge. I'm like, wait,
and it'll be
what?
Done in 10 years. And we may not have an answer as to how this all even happened for a few years, too.
Just
government
as soon as
money, government employees milking that
yeah.
money, taking their sweet time.
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to get to the bridge after we just settle the next $58 billion to
we'll
Ukraine.
We'll pay for Ukraine first. Then we'll trickle the money in for the bridge over the next 10 years.
I mean, these people
years.
Are
no
just
big deal.
Freaking morons. They're just so stupid. Raymond just said, morons, we are not building the bridge. Janet Yellen is saying the ship's insurance company is paying for the bridge. You don't even know what's going on, dumb butt. So, Raymond, no, that's not the case. There is a press conference of Biden literally saying, we're going to pay for the bridge. And a reporter said, the day after the bridge was hit. And then the reporter said, why are we paying for it instead of insurance companies? Biden said, because we're not going to wait for that process to go through. So, Raymond, you might want to go and check your information. I don't really care what Janet Yellen just said, but we have proof of President Biden rushing to pay for the damn bridge.
Maybe
just like
just
they rushed
amnesia again.
Yeah.
Getting the best of him.
Yeah, you need to get your facts straight, Raymond.
Sean says Democrats and public school officials have ruined everything they touch.
Yeah.
Starting to feel that way. Facts.
We're going to have to fact check this now. I'm going to have to see what Janet Yellen said now that Raymond's got me all wound up.
Got you wound up over there. Listen, we saw it with our own eyes. We played it here on the show.
Right.
He very clearly said that we would be paying for the bridge.
Yeah.
We're going to do everything possible. You know, what I find funny is when Hurricane Ian hit the southwest coast of Florida, mm-hmm. catastrophic storm, took out causeways to all the islands down there. People were trapped on the islands. I didn't see Joe saying, we're going to pay to get their bridges back. We're going to pay to make the southwest part of Florida whole again. And this wasn't some idiot ship that came and crashed
yeah.
into all of them. This was literally like, you know, a
yeah.
historic, monumental. It was a 500-year storm here mm. in central Florida.
Yeah.
But yet, I mentioned too, DeSantis had those bridges back up in
yeah.
under a month.
So real quick, Janet Yellen walks back. This is all over Twitter. Janet Yellen walks back Biden's declaration that U.S. taxpayers will cover the cost of a new key bridge in Baltimore. Quote unquote, my expectation would be that ultimately there'll be insurance payments. That tells me nothing. My expectation would be that ultimately there will be insurance payments. She didn't just say they're going to pay for it. She said, well, we'll see what happens. Anyway. So there's your answer. But guys, thank you so much for joining us every day, Monday through Friday, right here, Patriot One News Network. We're at live 12 p.m. So please tune in. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great weekend.
God bless.